It's a credit to my teammates. It's a credit to the guys around me for helping me make plays. Coach has put me in a good situation. And, yeah, sure.
They put out some pretty good stats on you. Let's see here. You have the second most career sacks in a player's first five seasons in history. What do you think about that?
My fifth season is not over yet. So I don't have a lot of time to worry about. You know, things like that and totals like that. I'm just focused on not having a down year.
When you think about it for a second, you're doing things that have either never been done or very seldom done.
Right.
Already. Well, we've asked you those kinds of questions before. How does that stuff hit you?
You know, it's always crazy. It's wild when you're doing things that have, you know, seldom or never been done. So, it doesn't really register or hit you until maybe after the season when you sit down and think about it, or even after a career when you sit down and think about it, because when you're in it, like we are right now, all you're thinking about is what you can do to get better that day. And, I mean, that's about as cliche as it gets, but that's the absolute truth, because that's how you get the break records, is by just focusing on day-to-day and not worrying about the records. So, you know, you never know what you can accomplish unless you just go out there and try and do your best every day.
These are things I'm looking for. You're second most with Richard Dent, just right behind Reggie White.
Mm-hmm.
You're in names like that. What do you think?
Yeah, it's, you know, to be in my fifth year and to be compared or whatever to names like that and guys who were extremely successful for a very long time in this league, you know, it means a lot. And so it's very cool, and it's neat. It's very neat.
Speaking of sacks, your very first sacks came at the expense of Drew Brees.
Yeah, my rookie year, we were playing at the Superdome, and that's when I got my first one. I came up the middle, and I think he was going to throw it, and I put my hand up and went to bat down. That made him pull it down, and I got it. Had no clue what to do afterwards, so I just looked over at the sideline and saluted. But, yeah, that was pretty cool, and obviously it's a neat experience. Drew Brees is such a great player. I have so much respect for him. So for my first ever sack in the NFL to be against Drew Brees, that was pretty cool.
Did you go to the sidelines?
At our sidelines, yeah, almost like, what do I do? What do I do? But, yeah, it was cool. And so, I mean, obviously it's been a long time since then, and there have been a lot of them, but your first one's always pretty neat. My teammates were excited, but nobody really gave me any indication what to do. So it was that was an exciting time. It's, you know, your first sack is always pretty cool in the league. That's why it was cool Christian got his the other night on Monday Night Football. And so that was, it's always neat to share that experience with somebody. And so Christian's on Monday night, pretty big stage. That was awesome.
Did Brees say anything to you? Did you say anything to him? I mean,
no, I was a rookie. I'm not going to say anything to Drew Brees.
Yeah,
I'm not dumb. No, no.
JJ, Bill says you affect the game every play in your own field. Is that your goal, to have an effect on the game?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's my goal. That's why you play the game, you know. And I feel like in the position that I'm in, you know, both trying to be a leader and also with the contract that they gave me, I mean, I better go out there and do that. Otherwise, I'm dead wood over here, you know. I need to go out there and perform, and I need to play well, because that's what's expected of me. I mean, that's what I expect of myself. That's what our team and our fans expect of me. So, of course, I'm going to go out there every day and every single play try and find a way to affect the game. And if you do that, you're going to find ways to do so. Now, they're going to double team you. They're going to do things like that. But when you get your opportunity, you have to make the most of it. I think it's so many different things with Drew. I mean, it's his leadership skills, the way his guys follow him. It's how smart he is and the way that he plays the game. He's so studious. He knows what's going on everywhere all the time. It's how tough he is. He's going to go out there and he's going to compete every single play. He's going to find a way. He's going to do whatever it takes to help his team win. He's got a great arm, and he finds a way to get the ball to every one of his weapons. He distributes the ball very well to many different people. He puts his team in the right place. So I have a great amount of respect for Drew and what he does, and that's why it's going to be a lot of fun on Sunday, because it's a great challenge. Yeah, I'll probably just go home and just watch football and hang out. I don't have any plans, so I'll be here for a while, and I don't have any plans. No. Everything, you know, there's so many things. My family, obviously your health, my health and your health, sorry, I didn't mean your health. I have an unbelievable amount of things to be thankful for, from fans to teammates to coaches to the position that I'm in, to how far we've come, to everything. You know, I've been so fortunate in this life, and so there's so many things to be thankful for. Well, turkey is the obvious answer. Dessert is obviously number two. Mashed potatoes and gravy, everything. But I'm not cooking tomorrow, so I'm going to have whatever's in my refrigerator. That's about it. Shane's going to his in-laws this year, so I can't go to Shane's house. So you can find me probably at the... Well, my mom makes this eclair cake, and so I love having that every year. She makes a very delicious eclair cake that I very much enjoy. Probably shouldn't have those, so I'm glad she didn't send me any.
Given your, obviously your attention to detail when it comes to nutrition, all these things, Thanksgiving will just truly just another day.
No, it's probably best, because when I went to the Lecklers last year, I went in pretty hard. So it's probably best that I don't have anything special to do this year, because I'll stick to my diet properly and we'll be fine. I won't nap for 9 hours straight after I eat, so I think we'll be good tomorrow. But you guys eat for me. Have a little bit.
JJ, Bill talked about one of the keys of defense of late is their tackling. The players are tackling. What are some keys there? Because you don't really
practice it, right? I think it's a combination of things. I think we're putting ourselves in better positions to make tackles. You know, we're closing gaps. We're fitting things a little bit better than we were earlier. But it's also just concentrating on it, realizing that we were having a problem with it, focusing on it, and then actively trying to fix it. And so I think we've done a good job of that. And then once you do it, it just kind of becomes second nature. So we've been doing a good job with it, but we need to keep doing it. This is a very good football team, and it's going to be a great challenge on Sunday. Thanks, Josh.